Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Hello, here we are. It's hump day, I believe. Hump day? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we are here with you for alternate reading day. That means we are going to take blog talk callers, and we're also going to take callers from Facebook. So, hello to all. Blog Talk, we love having you with us. We find, when we look on our map, that you listen in from all over the place. You know, around the world, it's great. Thank you. And also, Facebookers, you are like serious regulars, and we love that about you, too. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where anyone is able to come, watch us conduct readings, do a show. So come on, join us. Love to have you with us as we are streaming live. I want to remind everyone, using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other card reading systems that are out there. I know many of them are just absolutely wonderful. However, I haven't studied any of them. Really felt over the years, and especially while I was working on my book, The Message, Your Secret in the Cards, that my grandmother gave me all the information to, and that I, oh my God, that book took years, like 15 years. To really get right. And I never wanted anything else to get into it, if you know what I mean. So also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout, just as I would if I was meeting with you one-on-one, so that we are going to be able to see a little bit of what's really going on in your life. It's amazing the kind of intuitive information you can pick up about others, and I'm very excited once we get started looking at putting this out there for you all to learn from. I expect many of you are really going to do well with this. I also want to mention, before we go to Jim, who's going to give you all the particulars, I ran into something today that I thought, boy, how ironic. Let's see, I had it right here.
Hi,
okay, the study, the information about this study has been out for about a week now, but I only just saw it, and maybe some of you are already acquainted with this. A study has shown that 16.5 million Americans, are at risk of stroke from aggressive exercising. I know this breaks my heart. Because many of us would not be accused of aggressive exercising. But they're now saying if you have anything like, say, high blood pressure, even if you're being treated for it, cholesterol issues, there was other stuff, anything, smoking, drinking, you know, all that their fun stuff, anything like that mixed with aggressive exercise, is going to cause you to possibly suffer a stroke. And I'm sorry, I'm going to cop now with my whatever it is. But
are you suffering a stroke right now?
I don't think so. What they're saying, though, is that working out so strenuously gets your blood really pumping, and it does increase your blood pressure, which is a risk for people who have plaque building up in the two main arteries in their neck. So in these patients, the article says, if you aggressively exercise, This knowledge suggests that the sharing forces of the blood could theoretically move some of that plaque right up into your brain. And bada bing, there you go. Stroke time.
Stroke me.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Diabetes too, they're saying. I think that old cautionary note, talk to your doctor first. You know, there's some tests out now that could eliminate, you know, this danger for you. I noticed a strenuous exercise. You know, these people, the Peloton crowd in the restroom. No, I don't think so. I have a treadmill. Beautiful. One that even you connect to the internet through it, and I can go mountain climbing in, like, Kathmandu.
It's kind of like a Peloton thing where she can go and they'll do, they're recorded.
I can have a private trainer.
She can go on Google Maps and walk through any city she wants. And
back home and walked through all the streets.
It'll incline based on the hills and shit.
And I did that for 3 sessions. And ever since, boy, does it hold clothes wonderfully. You can hang them off of, you know, all points in that roller, you know, the thing you walk on. Oh, you can stack up shoes and boxes.
It doesn't take up much room, at least.
No, it doesn't. All right. So anyway, that is my little FYI for tonight's show. So it is a cool thing. It's like $125 a year to connect to the service. And it's got so many options. You can track your progress.
Yeah, go online and program a route anywhere you want that Google Maps has.
Yeah.
And then when you go on there, that has a display screen and it kind of shows you like the street. Like if you're on Google Maps and you like click move forward, it'll like move forward every time you get to a certain distance as you go down whatever street you put on there. Whatever
yeah.
You want. You program the map. You go on your computer, program the map, and then it'll go on there, and you can say, you give it a name, like, I want Heart Attack in Duluth. And then it goes, oh, you program some map up Mesabi Avenue, the big hills.
Oh, that's right up.
Yeah, yeah. But you can give them names, and when you go on there, you can say, oh, which route do I want? I want to do this. Yeah.
I went to Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles and looked at all the very expensive shops. I mean, you can do a lot, plus the ones that are taking you on these tours. They're talking, like they're talking right to
Yeah, that one doesn't do that. But, you know, nowadays, technology, when she bought it, it was right up there. But you know what? Guess what happens when you buy something 5-6 years later?
It's like,
Now it's like, not bad, technology-wise, because they've already surpassed it.
It's like calculators.
Like anything. Like a computer, you know? Remember, it's not so bad now. Oh, the folks don't remember that. Weren't around in the computer world in the 90s. The technology was at mock speed. You could have this great computer, and within 6 years, it was a worthless piece of crap.
Well, they still say you should upgrade.
You should, but I mean, you could still do okay things if you're not a gamer. But even back then, you couldn't do anything if you didn't upgraded. The processor technology and the RAM technology was moving at mock speeds. IDE, that stuff was just it was snowballing.
No, Catherine brings up a good point, and I don't know if this is something, if these videos of walking past places are in real time.
No.
Yeah, so.
No, it's Google Maps. Whenever the pictures were taken, could have been.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen the Google car pass the streets. They do go every so often. Could be 2-3 years old. Maybe they just went through 6 months ago.
I do have to tell you something funny about that. An ex-husband of mine, he passed away in September. And remember they had the street view?
Yeah.
Oh, I was tinkering around, looking at where, like, old boyfriends used to live.
Yeah, you're on the street, and you can flip off to 90 degrees and look at the houses and stuff, yeah.
And Jim was even in one. You were coming home from work,
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of those. Yeah.
Well, this ex of
mine. My driveway, getting out of my car.
Him and his wife were standing next to his work truck. He is yelling at her. You go, girl. He's all yours now. She was asking, Kathy, is the 386?
That's the processor speeds were like 286. Mine's like a, I think it was a 486, and then I remember I rebuilt one, and it was like equivalent. Then they started not calling that anymore. It was like almost equivalent to a next level 586. Then they stopped calling those. Yeah. Anyway, you're all right.
Oh, who's Peter? Catherine said,
Peter.
She looked at Peter's house not long ago. Come to find out, him and his son are walking the dog about three doors down on Google Map images.
Peter must be somebody she knows.
Is that maybe your ex?
Is it Peter Pan? Or is it Peter Pumpkin Eater, like I said? Or
another kind of Peter.
Is it the freaking the meat whistle Peter? Of course, that I don't think that Peter would be walking a dog or anything. So.
That would be quite a trick.
Oh, she had a crush on for like 35 years and blah, 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 blah. All right.
Oh, my God. That's pretty neat.
How can you have a crush on somebody for 35 years? I don't know that that meets that definition. 35 years.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anybody's acting on it.
35 years on just having a crush.
Yeah.
That sounds, I don't know, that sounds like something in a science fiction book. That doesn't compute to my brain.
Well, I have a crush on George Clooney.
That's not real.
I'm not
going to
shock him.
That's not real. Gotta talk about real things, real people that aren't celebrities that you've known, that you've encountered, maybe neighbors, schoolmates, or whatever.
See, she's right. She says that's what happens when your heart won't stop loving somebody. Yeah.
After 35 years, you know what? Your heart does what it wants to do. But after, there's a certain amount of years where you actually can kind of steer your heart away after a certain while. That means you haven't wanted to. And that's fine. It's your free. It's your life. Your choice. I'm not going to have a crush on shit for 35 years. Anyway,
Rachel Keeper is a bad boy. You've heard that now, right?
Or is that how you spell it?
Or Julia would have married him. Instead, she went and married Lyle Lovett.
I don't know that that was the right chronological order of how that went down. Lovett was way early in her life when she was just kind of weirding out, getting with fame.
Yeah.
That didn't. How long did that last? Less than 6 months, right?
They got, I think, to the planning stage.
I mean, they actually got married. I know they did get married this
They did get married.
But I don't think it went. But I don't think that lasted very long at all. But was he some kind of country singer at the time or something?
I don't. I thought he was a rock and roller.
Hell no.
No?
Hell no. Anyway, all right, let's do this. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We thank you for coming. We want to also remind you folks, if you're international, let us know. We shall give you live international shout-outs, and we have a few now since we didn't get to my bit here for a while. Let's see. We have, I think Sophia said she's still in the land of Ireland, even though she resides in Sweden right now. I think she said till next week. And I see Rachel from the other side of the globe in the land down under in Australia is here, and I think that's our two international folks. Right? You're bloody well right. I think that's what we got so far. And if I'm wrong, you got to let me know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs. Well, my computer and your computer are the same.
No, but I'm seeing that on yours, it looks like I'm wearing velvet. Over here, I'm wearing, I see blue, but it's really green.
Okay.
Just had to put that out.
Okay, all right. There you go, folks. If you were wondering what she sees, now you can go to sleep because you were worried what color she sees. We got Dad going. All right. 515-602-9677. We got some folks waiting. It's Alternate Wednesday. Remember that, everybody. We're going to take phone, Facebook. That is the way it works. Either one has a last, then we'll do double up. You'll tune in on something. The other one is not. But right now, it's alternate. We all need. So I don't even have. You folks with the deal. The preferred method is to do an audio video lecture call to Deborah Wade. Trust me, for you, for her, for everybody on the planet, it's going to be so much better than the fake thing. The fake thing is a go-blower. I know if it is what it is, we're going to work with you, but you got Facebook, you got Messenger. And And, but you have it. You could turn that shit back on again, too, is all I'm saying. You have the ability to use it.
I'm just saying.
See, I mean, that should be a lot easier. Yeah, when you call in, and folks know the way that are listening, that you will hear the show while you wait, and I call and test it. I heard kind of a little tiny little audio chops, but it wasn't even major where you wouldn't miss a word or anything when yeah. I listened. There's another one, huh? Okay, well,
love us, don't they?
Most do evil things to their entire family. Not really. But I wish I could just at least make them miserable. Not actual evil. Just make them feel pain and sadness. But instead, I banned them from the stream, and now I'm going into their Facebook
page and
finishing them off.
Lyle might have had the most awesome music, but he looked really freaky to me.
Don't know that it was that awesome. I remember hearing a couple of things back in the day, and I was like, okay. I mean, that dude was popular for like snap your fingers, bam. And then he was like not popular. So there you go. And you know what? He looked like somebody hit him with a freaking ugly bat 15 or 16 times. He did.
How did she go to bed with him? They probably did all kinds of drugs.
It could have been drugs, lights out. You know, I don't know, maybe it was doggy style. She was freaking bouncing her head off the board of the headboard or something. I don't know,
Well, she's aging now, but that woman was beautiful.
She's actually a pretty good actress.
When she did Runaway Bride and stuff, I thought she was at the, the climax of her beauty. And now...
I mean, beauty, sometimes age doesn't treat a lot of folks well. Regardless of type of reading you get, the harps are coming into play. That reading shall end when you hear the harps because we got to move on. And because you're going to get a single angel card before we move on to the next folk.
Yeah.
Tonight, we don't bring them out often because they suck. No, they don't suck. There's a lot of... We got two cards where there can be some translational English things, and this is not, one is worse than the other. We'll find out. The Angels of Abundance cards, we're going to give you a single one of those tonight.
Is Sophia still with us?
I don't know. She was earlier.
Yeah, I wanted to ask her where she buys or gets her brand of her different types of cards that she reads, because I can't find any of her titles like on Amazon.
Okay. I know not.
Maybe she's scared.
She probably is. Just be patient, guys. I remember 20-30 second delay.
Hello, Suzanne.
An international shout out to Suzanne from Scotland. What's funny now, before we take a caller, remember, we know what last night was?
What?
It was a dog's night of pure hell.
Aww.
It was freaking Revelation, Apocalypse, all that shit was going down in the dog land because of the fireworks. And sometimes the next day, people have some leftovers, so we'll see what happens when it gets dark. We hope not. Oh, yeah. 3 out of 4 were like, one, it's amazing. The biggest bastard of them all is the one that is the most fearful. But isn't that the way it works in life? You know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So we survived the dog apocalypse last night. See what happens tonight.
Yeah, and they all cut. They stopped by 10 sharp.
There was a couple linger, but you're right. 99% of them stopped, and there was a couple people that probably said, "Oh, I got 7 left. Let's just get rid of them." You know, so they lingered a little bit longer. But really, by 11, it was really over. Really over. I mean, there was some real distant ones if I was outside, but you couldn't hear them in the house. So, all right, let's do it.
Rachel says green. The top is
what?
She's seeing green. Great. Maybe it's one of those mood rings.
Rachel's talking like Yoda. Green your top. Australian Yoda.
Yeah, really.
Green your top is.
I'm never wearing this again.
Okay, she's never wearing it again. Never go to it. Well. All right, we're going to go to area code 03. That area code is tied to Connecticut. Could be anywhere on Earth.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pat and Chan.
Hello, Pat and Chan.
We have 2 regulars from this area code, and we just kind of flipped the coin because I never remember the exchange. So, welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. gosh. Oh, my mind is just... Okay, I remember. Where I live in the city, but also in this state, Connecticut, drivers are horrible. When I asked my insurance guy why was my insurance so high, he said, because you live in Connecticut. It's even worse in a way than New York City. Anyway, I am getting just totally irrational about fear of getting hit. The corner that I live on is insane. They've fixed it, quote unquote, and now there are accidents all the time. Yesterday there was a four-car accident, including even an ambulance. People are insane, and I'm obsessing about it. I need to somehow, am I going to be safe, Deborah? Am I going to be safe?
Okay. And, you know, these are things that all of us, we have certain worries or fears. We really need to try not to dwell on them. You know,
absolutely.
Because, so let's take a look. I have a feeling the cards will be very positive for you, but we're going to look to make sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm irrational about it. I know I'm out of control and I can't kind of talk myself down.
About being involved in an accident?
Or at her corner where she lived.
Oh, it's a bad corner. Scary corner.
Oh, it's terrible everywhere, but literally I can't, you know, pull out of where I live to get at the traffic light without accidents being there all the time. I mean, it's really, really bad in this state.
Are they just bad drivers or, you know, what?
You know what it is? These kids, I don't know if they're mainly kids, they get cars that are not, they steal cars, they get cars that are, they get fake license plates, temporary ones. So they could care less if they get in an accident because there's no insurance. Oftentimes the car is stolen. So they don't have any consequences. And then there's a big thing, a lot of talk here about these kids going into jail and getting out right away. So it is lawless. They know nothing's going to happen to them. I was just told that Connecticut has just passed that it's no longer a law to use cameras. So they're going to start arresting people with cameras. But who knows? I mean, you know what? I had to take Uber today. I got in and I smelled grass and I thought, okay. You know, I mean, I don't think it's great driving around high. I used to drive around high. One night, late at night, I found myself on the other side of the curb. So you can get messed up. So this guy talked the whole way and then passed, you know, my destination. And I was talking to my therapist. He said, from now on, when I go into New York City, I get a limousine, not an Uber. And, you know, so it's crazy here. Not exaggerating about how bad it is, but my worry is out of control because of this, I think. Or maybe it's intuition. No, that's what I'm always afraid of.
I'll tell you what, I have become like insane smelling that skunk odor everywhere, on people everywhere.
Because they legalized it. Last year, they legalized
it. Put some lavender in it or
there's really
something.
Nothing you can do. There's nothing
you know, it's disgusting.
It is what it is.
But, you know, everyone's stoned. They're stone driving, and I just don't understand why they
law. That is still against the law. And if a cop walks up to me and pulls me over and he smells booze, he can investigate that. If he smells weed, he can investigate that.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't bump him for... But you can't be driving. That's against the law. That's still an intoxication.
It is
against the law. As a fact, that is against the law.
You know, when you drive like that, you might become maybe a personal advocate. Getting in an Uber and you smell weed, maybe you ought to.
Yeah,
it's still against the law. You still can't do that. Like I can't.
Yeah,
drink.
But I mean, she could have alert hit the company.
Right.
about
right.
This.
Oh, you absolutely can. You absolutely 100%, 1 million percent can do that. Well, I don't know about 1,000,000%. That's not logical as far
well,
as
for you, but... Pat, the cards are showing just be alert and don't hurry. Okay, and make chance not hurry either. Right, is he good sitting at a corner? You know, does he, is he good?
Oh, Chance?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great. And, you know, because it's so hot with his laryngeal edema, I only go out at night now with him through the summer. It's just really tough on him. No, he's fine. Yeah, I'm trying to tell myself to leave 10 minutes early so I'm not, you know, feeling like I'm in a tight schedule. I need to do that.
Yeah, and that's what the cards are saying, that your path is going to be just fine as long as you're not distracted. You know, some people are on their phones. Or they've got their, what are those things called,
Bluetooth
in their ears.
Right.
Yeah, so you're going to be okay. And things are really going to start looking up for you. So
I need
that. Keep that positive thinking going.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there are so many things that you could dwell on. Like, for instance, I read a story the other day about a guy who went and stole, maybe y'all heard this, he stole a forklift, and then he went and ran over an elderly lady so he could steal
Good
her
Lord.
Car. And he killed her.
He ran
her
over the forklift?
Yeah. He went, I
Good
guess
Lord.
He decided he didn't want the forklift anymore that he stole, and he went, and killed her. Rode right over her.
I don't understand a lot of this. I don't understand how if I run over somebody in a store, and I guess maybe you can grab their key fob and walk out.
It wasn't in the store. She was outside going to her car.
Oh, okay. Well, then at least he had a plan that was semi-logical, even though it was criminal.
So I mean,
I thought it was in the store. And I was like, well, then what do? You go out with the fob and just start walking around like that, waiting for a turn?
No.
Which will work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Anyway.
Thank you.
Well, wait now. You don't go get anywhere yet.
She knows.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
I love you.
Here's
too.
Your Angel of Abundance card. And these are long messages, but the subject is windfall of abundance. An increase in abundance is arriving in many different forms, some of them very unexpected. Be open to receiving and know that it is your abundance that comes to you, support your life purpose, health, and charitable work.
I love it for you, Pat.
So the little bit of was Kaipan in Japan doing this on a break or something. I don't
what?
Know. What? There's a little chop there in the last part of the sentence there. I tried to pass
Well,
together.
And I see nothing pertaining to Chance and poor health in your heart. Sure, honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's like really important message. And listen, you just lifted my spirit today, and Chance is up to this thing. So thank you guys. I love you both.
Oh, love you too. Thanks for calling
us. I'm so sorry. So sorry about your dogs. That's just, it's just so sad.
Yeah. And we have to alter our lifestyle too for that one night. But you know, it's one night, and they don't know. So
right. Yeah.
But tonight,
okay,
part two.
All right, honey.
Right.
Take care.
Yep.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Right. All right.
Okay, Suzanne, are you going to call me? Oh, she can't on Messenger.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want to.
Well, because of her mix-up with some African guy.
Well, you shouldn't touch the reins down in Africa.
Test. It's testing. I know it sounds...
I thought it was touch the reins.
I
thought it's different words depending on the verse, right?
Well, I looked it up, the lyric.
Oh, maybe fuck the reins out of Africa.
The other one that gets me is Taylor Swift has a song where she says, we were Starbucks lovers.
Well, that's what you...
And even her mother said, what do you mean by we were Starbucks lovers?
And she says, ex-lovers.
She said, that's not what she was saying.
Yeah, ask my lovers or something, whatever.
I'm just saying it's I bless.
I've heard bless, and I thought there was another lyric that there was I touched or something. But it is, it's one of the other.
And no. What happened to those guys? Tell us, Rachel, where is the man, what is it, Men Down Under?
No, that would be Toto. They had a good run, though. They had like 3 or 4 good songs.
Yeah.
But all in like a 5, 6, 7 year period, and then poof.
But the other guys, Men Down Under, Men Underground. What were
Men
they?
At Work.
Yeah. All right. Well, how are we going to, Suzanne, write your stuff in, okay?
Yeah, I guess nobody wants a messenger right now. And we're not taking domestic messenger on alternate Wednesday. This is really the mess. The Facebook readings are for the folks that cannot call in. That's the deal. So Deb sometimes says, okay, but, you know, on Wednesday, we got to be a little Nazi on the Facebook stuff. It's got to be international.
Well, this is the Jimbo show.
I'm just saying. They can call the damn phone line. They're trying to take head of the line sometimes. That's all. Not you folks, but we've had people do that. They're like, come on, man.
I got one for you about a song as we wait for Suzanne to write her thing in, write her question.
Oh,
in.
And that waiting is not going to be forever, mind you.
No, so type fast there, Suzanne. Here's one for you. Okay, remember Virgil? He would come to shows a lot.
He's
been friends with the band Oasis that is from, I guess, his area in England. And so I like them. They're like 20 some years in the past as far as being popular. But every time I go somewhere, whether it's in the car, in the store, trying to think where else, one of their songs, and it's the same song, Wonderwall, comes on.
The one they play now on satellite. Satellite radio will do that. I don't know who's in charge of Sirius and XM, you know, because they've done it with some other songs, remember in the past? Remember that Him? They played that for like a 6 month
block. Oh, I love that song.
100 times they were playing it.
Let's
and then now you don't hear it anymore.
About
so
him.
Somebody up there who runs that has agendas, and they play them on multiple stations a lot.
All right, Suzanne, will you ever have a decent relationship with my daughter? All right. I'm glad I didn't have girls. I'm just going to stick with my 5, you know, brutes that I gave birth to. Girls seem really hard to raise nowadays.
Can you smell that food?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. I had some techno-mechanical issues with the rotisserie that I had to come through.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I go out there a couple times and it's not spinning. I'm like, what is your freaking problem?
Was the turkey breast too big?
No. It was a weird... The extension cord is getting a little old, that's outside, but that was one thing. But the other thing is sometimes there's a collar on one end. And then the thing goes into the motor on the other. And the collar was kind of pulling the thing out. So it stopped spinning. So I had to readjust the collar on the fly, which means I had to wear freaking gloves because that was like 500 plus degrees, little screws and shit. But anyway,
All right, Suzanne, question for you. Is your daughter taking medication? Is she on some kind of, meds, drugs?
Better living through prescription medication or street medication?
Because your cards are pointing in that direction. And that there's a sense of isolation around her. Whatever her habits are, they have she feels ostracized in a sense. I know it seems weird, but... it's like she insulates herself, and I'm wondering if drugs are an issue for her. Because I think she needs to get some medical attention, maybe some mental health work. Okay. And don't buy it if she blames you, because I don't, for any of her issues or problems out there. My daughter thinks she is the mother, and I said something last week about her dad, and my daughter is taking medication for her back. Yeah, I don't want to say she's deliberately abusing the medication, but she may be overdoing it, especially if she's in a lot of pain. It becomes easy to want to take more than what is prescribed. And your daughter has, yeah, she has a sense of entitlement about her, like when it comes to you. And I think it's some manipulation, Suzanne, where, yeah, it's hard to explain just doing a reading like this, but I really feel that if you don't cut her out of your life, these kids today are doing that right and left, but if you don't do it, eventually I feel she's going to come around and want to be a better daughter to you is what I'm seeing here. And focus on you and your partner. Seriously, that's down here. That's undersure to come true. There's a lot of love there. And your daughter should be glad that you have somebody to love you, especially as you get older. Kids should be glad when we have somebody in our lives. And one of the reasons it kind of makes me laugh is that's so they don't have to take care of us. Yeah. All right, well, here's your...
All right, Suzanne in the Land of the Scots, here's your angel card. Unlimited ideas is a subject. Your mind is one of God's infinite minds, which is kind of
pretty cool.
Yeah. Therefore, you have complete access to unlimited ideas guaranteed to bring your blessings to fruition.
I like it. Like it.
All you need to do is to take divinely guided action to allow these ideas to come to fruition. So you just got to, when you get these ideas, you got to believe that they're divinely guided and not second guess yourself, I guess, is the big picture here. As I decipher the translation from Kwai Chow King. Actually, no, this is
that
Japan.
Who it is?
No, this is not China, this is Japan.
You know, Michelle, I have two grown sons that won't talk to me either. Thing is, though, they won't tell me. It's been a year now, a year. They won't tell me why. One son even moved across the country with his family, and I don't know where they live.
Was it because of that?
It was.
He didn't move across his country because of you.
Get away from me.
Let's back this up a little bit.
It's been from the time. No, we don't need to. I just wanted to say that there are two sons that are very close to each other.
Okay. Well, you just made it sound like he was that.
No, but
freaked out that he packed up his entire family because of you.
You know what? As a parent, all we can do is be standing by. We did give birth to these people, but we don't have to take their bullshit either. Pardon my French.
It is. Could be. Oui.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I believe you, Michelle. I believe you. I did the same. And then they get these axes to grind. You know what I mean?
Area code 423 in Tennessee. I always like the ring of that. 423, welcome to the show. I think Damien's back online. Are you not?
Yes, it is Damien.
Hello there.
Yeah, and that's a good. This is what happened. We had a technical issue, and you had to call back. And like, I forgot to mention, if you guys do have a technical issue, and call back, and you won't lose your place in line unless you wait like an hour. But nope, we're all good. So there you go, Damien. You got the floor.
All right. Well, no news to report at this moment. So, which is making me wonder. All right. Are they formulating another game plan? Are they about ready to strike again? Or are they about ready to just give up and just let me win by default? You know, what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, this sounds kind of legal in nature as a question.
Right, so you just got to figure your...
So all I can really do is just take a look at it.
Take a look and see if obviously if you see I'm getting happy about something, that obviously means something good's coming, right? Thank God.
Yeah. Are you sure they're still working on it? This didn't get dropped?
Well, remember, it got non-suited. So usually whenever something gets non-suited, then that means they end up taking a step back and reformulating a game plan. Now, if they want to file again, they have up until 6 months. If they want to be the plaintiffs. Now, if there is another suit that's going to come forward, and like I say, it's another 6 months on down the road, they can't file it, be a whole other set of plaintiffs. So the fact that nothing's really going on, I'm curious.
Okay, I have a question for you, and I apologize if this sounds absolutely ridiculous for me to ask this. I have no background in law.
None.
somebody owns that house now, right? And they're living there?
Well, this is the $50,000 question.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reference. So I'm not so sure because, all right, yeah, it was foreclosed on the courthouse steps because Virginia is a non-judicial foreclosure state. However, just because it got a non-judicial foreclosure proceeding doesn't necessarily mean that everything went through all free and clear because I'm curious. So she may have bought it for $82,000 cash, or maybe there is a loan on it for $82,000, but were mm-hmm. the title and the deed issues not resolved, I wonder if she's only owner of it in theoretical name only, and maybe the fund just haven't been released because there's this title and deed issue. So it's obvious I still own the property to a certain degree. It's just a matter of how much do I own it, and apparently she owns it, but I don't really think she outright owns it. That's more or less the conundrum here.
Okay.
Who the hell's paying the property tax on that?
I've not gotten the bill, so it's not me.
Right.
But somebody is.
And so, whoever's paying that property tax, Commonwealth of Virginia or whatever, I guess the city, whatever, they own it. Whoever's getting that doesn't mean they're right. But whoever's getting that property tax bill, they believe that they legally own it, and they're getting a property
okay,
tax bill.
Okay, I didn't get to my stupid question yet. But
no, but I was just curious about that.
If you were up to, I wouldn't go alone, but if you could take somebody with you and go
it
knock on
nice.
That door,
yep.
go to the door, talk to the people.
Would
the
be,
woman is right here.
I was thinking of that, too.
And this is really going to ruffle her feathers, ma'am, let me tell you.
Or you could be...
You could say...
You could perpetrate a fraud.
By what?
Walk up with a chick and say, hey, we're thinking of buying. Are you guys... tell me about this area. How long have you lived here? You could in private investigate your way into getting some info out of it.
I wonder if she's a part of it. I'm being curious if she's a part of it.
Yeah, but
there
anyway,
what
do you got?
There seems to be a man there.
Is it a mighty good man? Probably not in this case.
I don't know. He may even be disabled because she seems to be in charge of everything.
He
but
might
if
have the
she
money
knew that that house may get yanked out from under her feet, she may consider... say even joining forces with you for this to get straightened out.
Well, so basically this isn't about as clear as fog.
But
right?
I would never go alone
clear
in, case,
as mud.
In case you're staring down, you know, a snub-nosed 38.
Well, or don't go alone in case things are dead so you have somebody to witness what was said
exactly.
if you're not making a recording and all that shit, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if it's too far to go,
then
you
yeah.
can always find records online, how to contact people.
It's great.
You know the address.
He knows it well. All right.
Yeah. But he wanted to know.
Yeah, what do
you got? I think they're hoping you're just going to go away.
Who's
you're going the
people that that non-suited it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He,
right.
They want you to pack up your marbles there, Damien, and you go home now.
Probably sick of the court stuff, but
yeah.
bleeding them legally dry, and they... Maybe they know things.
I don't
like
think they're
before.
Doing anything right now.
They might know stuff that...
They want the time to run out.
Yeah, and I don't even know what
yeah.
that is. All right, real quick, your angel card reading is focus on your priorities. Where you put your focus is where you receive your outcome. Your priorities are calling to you, which may produce a feeling of anxiety unless you give them the time and attention that they and you deserve. Even a small amount of time devoted to your priorities will help you feel better and more confident. So I don't know. I think it's like evaluate your priorities and maybe some priorities are getting neglected. Just
yeah.
trying to say it's hard to say. I mean, it was really super good advice, that one. And it was actually written in good English. I didn't have to really juggle it around.
Right,
so.
That's good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Damien.
Yeah, good luck to you. Let's
we know
see
to
what
find,
happens.
Yep. Sorry we didn't have more info for you. But
that woman would have a lot to say.
And you didn't see devastation. Yeah. Big picture-wise, you did not see devastation.
No,
anything,
no.
So. That's at least
basically right now, nothing's really happening. They're just trying to run the clock, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Deb says. She thinks they're trying to run the clock out like a football game. So,
well,
you know,
heck, if you came
well,
to my door and said, hey, lady, this is, you know, my family's home, and I'm fighting to get it back, and you bought it under they may have presented you with false pretenses or whatever. I mean, I'd be like, oh, my God, what can we do?
Yeah, there's a few different ways to approach that.
Because I would want damages from them.
That scenario.
Yeah.
There is a, that is an interesting scenario. I thought about that, too. But you got to almost sit down with a game plan.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Hey, good luck to you.
Yes.
All right, I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah, and we appreciate you persevering,
yeah.
And calling back after you got disconnected. That's the way to do it.
Yes, thank you, hon. Take care.
Like you very much.
Now, Michelle,
all right?
You said, thing you said here, you know what has been my theory? These kids act this way when they take a wife, these boys. I don't have experience with daughters because I don't have any, but it seems like something happens when they take a wife. And now mother-in-law is going to get kicked out of the picture. Okay?
I guess there's a concern.
And
probably.
Son doesn't want to lose his kids or his home, his family, his boats, whatever.
Sometimes he just whipped.
Whipped. And it's sad because...
It is sad that he has given up two very important parts of his body, his spine and his nutsack. He's given them away. Wife has him tucked away in her purse or maybe in her little cedar chest, but he has given up control of his spine and his nutsack.
Well, and Michelle says her daughter just got married and she dumped me for her new family. Remember Andrea who calls in? That happened to her too.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard from her. Well, not for a long time.
Her husband married a woman from a different culture, which is okay, very nice. And there isn't any wedding pictures with his mother in them.
Yeah, they are. It's almost like a TV show. It's so hard to believe that they did that.
And I have to admit, I wasn't that crazy about my mothers-in-laws until I got, older and more experienced and wiser, that kind of thing. But most of us don't mean them any harm. We'd like to teach you the meals that our sons love.
Also, right there is a threat. It's like, oh, well, I didn't even ask you to teach me that shit. Why are you going to teach me something when I was able to get married without your help? Why do I need your help now? That's a threat, probably.
Or she'd be like, oh, we're not eating lasagna.
Or maybe you should.
Because we're going to, vegan now.
Maybe you should never, ever offer that unless you're asked. I think that's the problem a lot of times. Never offer shit unless you're asked.
These freak them out, too. Yeah. My sons were always scared of my car.
The freak. The sheep. Freak out.
Yeah.
All right.
That was an oldie.
That's
wasn't
great.
That a disco?
Yeah, it was right around that era where they were, it was still disco.
Okay,
disco-wise.
Which way do we go now?
Oh, we are, the clock has run out. We are going back.
Oh, right.
We're going back to the phone.
All right,
well, the Facebook clock ran out, so we go back to the phone lines.
Well, I'm...
Turn up, bump up the volume,
I have a fracture. My MRI showed a fracture on my knee. The nurse practitioner called me this morning. And
the kneecap?
Not the kneecap. It was impact. She said it's impact fracture, so on the joint. And so that's why. And I told her, I said, my ankle's really hurting very badly, too. And so I said, why don't we do an MRI on my ankle? And so then she said, no, let's do x-ray. And I don't like that because I've had these x-rays done and they didn't show the fracture. So
go ahead. They typically want to x-ray first. Sometimes they can find it and that saves everybody a lot of money and time. But you know how that is.
Yeah. So you're right. So then I told her I need something for pain because I'm not sleeping. I wake up at 1 a.m. and I'm just in horrible pain. And so I'm on oxy, whatever it's called. I've never done
that. Oxycodone.
Oh, yeah.
It's oxycodone.
Oxy is
and
a friend of mine.
Yeah. So I've never done pain med. And so she said, don't drive because you can get loopy. So then I put my neighbor on my insurance so he can drive me. Because we're doing a lot of driving together. I have to drive him here and there, but he's going to be doing the driving. So anyway, we spent all day doing that mess of stuff. You know, he We went shopping, and he did my shopping, got my prescription, and then he went back into the store and got his shopping, and then tomorrow we're going to be dilly-dallying around with this and that and that and this. What do the cards say, Deb?
Often when they give you like Oxy or what's that other Percocet, it will often give you some advice or a prescription for constipation because it can be
already heard that too. I should have bought pears today at the store, and my friendly friend is eat a tomato in the morning and I'm good to go. I'm the slave to the tomato. So
yeah, well, this oxycodone will laugh at your freaking tomato.
It will. And be careful because it's so seductive. People fall in love with
it. I don't get it.
He doesn't like it, but give me some.
The only reason I ever take that stuff is it never really gets rid of the pain, but sometimes it just removes me enough to fall asleep. I do it for sleep when I'm in pain. It doesn't do shit for the pain.
Yeah.
It's to me. I don't see the lure. I don't see the lure where people get addicted to this shit.
Some people like to take it and then drink champagne with it because you get a super buzz.
Or just drink the freaking booze and you don't need the oxy. Just drink more booze where it's legal and you won't end up going to jail. But whatever.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have to be very careful around the place you're living in. Somebody here, and it's coming down under your cards, somebody's going to trip and fall.
One of them, too?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You are susceptible to that, both of you, right now
in
your state. So that is a true. You should make sure you think slowly and don't try to rush. It sounds like a mother hen.
I know,
but
it's true.
It is true.
Watch where you're walking. It could, you know, a lot of times we just are careless with carrying stuff. Or, you know, even with the walker, it's easy for that walker to get stuck on something.
Or especially if you are on the walker and you got to do the step, that is the process, and you don't want to rush that process.
No. So heed my words because it's right, bada bing, right here.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yeah, it's right here.
No.
So you can avoid that. See, if you wouldn't have known this, you might. I'm a good one for tripping going up stairs. I'm all going up.
Just something. All this reading is saying, and it's the best advice ever, is take an extra 5 seconds or whatever when you're in a hurry and you think, I'm not really good at this walker thing. Here come the stairs. Like, you know what? Just slow it down. Relax. It's not like hurrying up. Save you like an hour or two. Just chill out when you go up and down.
And wear sensible shoes.
Yeah, when you're in a different state, you're not 100% fully mobile and healthy, then we should slow it down also. And we don't.
Yeah.
I started cruising my walker like, yeehaw, you know, and I was like, you know, I got a couple close encounters.
Yeah. So I just wanted, especially taking Oxy now, like she said, it can make you loopy. Oh, yeah.
I never took that stuff unless I was
home and
going to bed.
Yeah.
I only wanted it to help me sleep with pain.
It's going to help. Are they going to do surgery for you?
No.
Are they going to put a cast on it?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to see the specialist on Friday.
It's one of those things they're probably going to say, just stay off of it as much as you can, probably. It's such a minor little hairline fracture thing.
Yeah.
I've got them before, too. Remember one of my wrists?
Yeah.
I hurt my other wrist one time, and it bothered me for the longest time, and I was kind of babying it, and I got to the point where they had that radioactive stuff, and they did a bone scan. They said, you got a very small hairline fracture on your wrist. I said, all right, what do I do? Well, just go easy. I was like, I've already been doing it. I need to come here and go through all this shit for that. I've already been going easy on it. But it is what it is. All right.
Thank you.
Just be careful, and you didn't see anything catastrophic other
than potential
for a spill.
It would set back your progress.
Which anybody that is recovering from that type of mobility stuff, that's a reality for all of us. I've been there, and you forget it, though, once we start kind of getting comfortable.
Now that you're going to be aware of it, this will pass out of your cart. And it shows your home. Home. It was right there.
That's typically, I say most of the accidents happen in your home or around your home.
They do.
But, yeah, that type of stuff. They say that. So, all right. Subject of your angel card reading is moonlighting. Interesting. You could start working on your dream career part-time while keeping your other jobs to pay the bills. Soon your dream career will take flight and fully support you. So that has to resonate with you. We know nothing about your career stuff, but that's one's for you.
Yeah.
So
thank
you got that
you.
Going.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Why, sweeten me. You take
thank
care.
You.
Keep on healing.
Yes,
keep on healing. And remember, gravity is not your friend. Don't fall down.
Right.
You're bloody well right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty then.
All right. Take care.
The hour approaches.
Yeah. And I think we're going to end right on the top of the hour. Or is that the bottom?
The bottom. We got 2 minutes left on the blog talk.
Yeah.
And then we'll let our Facebook folks. You know what, Facebook folks? We actually had to skip a Facebook reading because nobody wrapped it up. So
that's all right.
I'm just letting them know. Sometimes on other shows, they're like, yay. I was like, well, you know, if you'd have been here on alternate Wednesday, you got a lot more love. All right, Deb, any final thoughts? John has a long mustache.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, Lauren. Adios.
Come on, let's do it.
I'll be the same. Good night.
Good night.